My first guest today on the show is Angelo Starr, brother of the late great soul singer Edwin Starr, who had mega hits like SOS, Stopper on Sight, one of my faves. Also, he recorded War and Happy Radio as well. Well, Angelo has now recorded a Northern Soul style Christmas single with producer Ian Levine, who has worked with the likes of Take That and many others. Here he is talking about that song. And first, I ask Angelo what the holidays are like in his home country of the US of A.
Well, usually, you know, there are times for families, and I don't think that's very different anywhere in the world. You know, people who have had busy lives throughout the course of the year find a way somehow to get through and visit the people that they care about, let them know they still care for them and that they're still alive and you know, trying to do the best they can to make ends meet in this difficult world we're in at the moment. But mine was not that different from anyone else's. You know, we spend a lot of time traveling as performers and artists. Mm-hmm. And so there's always kind of a reverence for being able to get back home and see your family or be with your close friends. And even though time has passed by, you pick up where you left off and you hope that everybody can make it so that you can find out what they've been doing as well.
Yeah. What about presents? I don't really know much about America versus the UK in terms of what you do for Christmas. Are there Christmas presents? Does that happen?
Yes, certainly. I mean, the day is normally for many families something like this. You know, the children go to sleep the night before as early as they can because that helps Santa get into the house and bring them all the things they've been wishing for. And if they can just about get a few hours in, as soon as they wake up, they're at the Christmas tree collecting their presents and opening them and spending more time with the boxes than perhaps the toys that were inside.
It sounds exactly the same. Tell us how the single came about, Angelo.
Well, the new single, Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City, I was approached by a producer that I've worked with over the years called Ian Levine. And he and I have done several records together. And he had never done a Christmas record. And the company that was wanting to commission the project, One Media, got in touch with him and asked him if he would do a Northern Soul style Christmas record. And he said he would only do it if he could do it with me.
Of
course, yeah, I was very, very impressed by that. But we were on a very tight timeline. So we set out to write a song that reflected what Christmas meant to me, certainly, and to all of us. And I think we did a decent job at it, if I may say so, because Christmas was always about trying to uplift, you know, one's spirits in my household. And, you know, it's not always easy with the pressures that you have around you in life. But if the music is good and the food is good and all of those things, you somehow find a way to feel better at Christmas time,
yes,
despite everything else that may be going on.
Absolutely. And I mean, we are going through some very tricky times at the moment. So to have that sort of lift, I think music is definitely at the heart of Christmas, isn't it? It is such an important part of it.
Absolutely. And indeed life, you know, we all know the kinds of times that we've been through in modern years with the COVID and so forth. And one of the things I realized was that, you know, music is everywhere, you know, it's part of, you know, our radio, it's part of our television, it's part of our, you know, social media accounts, it's part of our day-to-day life. And without it, it wouldn't be life as we know it. Mm. So, you know, with that in mind, everybody has something to say. And it was great to have the opportunity right now to try to bring some of that Christmas spirit back into Christmas through music.
And tell us about your memories of your brother, Edwin. What was the gap between you in age?
There was quite a few years because he was the eldest in the family and I was the youngest. I've been asked this I must actually calculate this. I'm not sure, but the one thing I do say sometimes is that I'm as old now as he was when he passed away. So
Oh.
I think there was quite a few years between us. But you know, the thing is that's really strange. We were never actually far apart in terms of, you know, our beliefs and the things that we wanted to achieve and stuff, and that kept us very close. And in fact, you know, we probably didn't feel like there was many years between us at all, because we were living a similar experience, and it gave us a chance to have shared experiences. So we could talk about music, we could talk about technology, we could
Yes.
talk about cars, you know, and all of those things made us feel a lot closer in age than we probably actually were.
Yeah. And what are your memories of him as a person? Because of course we know him as this great singer, this great star, but literally, but as a person, what was he like?
That's a very good question. And my memories of him as a person that go beyond those as a music business person, are that he was someone genuinely approachable and likable. You know, there was an approachability to him that many artists seem not to have. You know, people could come up, everybody felt like they knew him. He would never be too busy to take the time to chat to somebody or listen to what they had to say. And you could imagine, if you've been out there for a long time, you know, the stories can be very similar from person to person, you know, but he
Yes.
would never interrupt them. He would never, you know, take away their ability to actually approach him. And, you know, he was a good person. Now, some people would say that, of course, I would say that. But, you know, even being his brother and not being his brother, it would be the same comment for me, because just having had the chance to watch him and the way he operated in his life, I think he was a very good person.
How important was Northern Soul in his career? Because obviously, the style of music that you are producing at the moment is Northern Soul. How key was that to him?
And Northern Soul was immensely important in his life. You know, when he got to the stage that he wanted to come and spend more time in the United Kingdom and kind of make sure he, you know, gave back something to all the people who had given him such love during his earliest successes like SOS and 25 Miles and Agent 00 Soul here in
Oh,
the 60s.
I love
And
SOS.
then,
Such a great
oh,
song, isn't
thank you.
it? Such a great song.
Yeah, even the support he got through his disco ears with Eye to Eye Contact and Happy Radio and things like that. You know, he always found that the people here loved not only the music he was making, but seemed to love him as a person. And that enamored him to the United Kingdom. And eventually, I'm sure that was the reason why he decided to come back and spend more time here. Because, you know, for any artist, the hits don't happen every day. But when you find people who love you despite the hits, as well as for the hits, then that's the place in the world where you want to be. And he certainly found that love here,
Oh, it's
as
a
have
lovely
I.
thing to say. Angelo, such a joy to speak to you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas or holidays when it comes round. And yeah, great to meet you today. Thank you.
The pleasure is mine, Claire. You have a great listen. You have a to the song. Make sure that you know, tell all of your listeners that, you know, I appreciate everything they've done for us over the years, and make sure they have a Merry Christmas.
Edwin Starr's brother, Angelo Starr, talking on the show today. And his track is called Another Lonely Christmas in the Motor City. Go and have a listen.